Alright folks, welcome back to Morning Dump, your daily dose of mental reset with your favorite hype man, Asher Blake. Now, let's be real, life can throw some curveballs, right? It's like that one time I tried baking a cake, ended up looking more like a volcanic eruption than a dessert. But hey, we learn from our mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes are the most delicious learning experiences. Today, we're diving into something super important, developing a self-compassionate mindset. Ever notice how we can be harder on ourselves than anyone else? We all know that friend who's constantly beating themselves up for every little thing. Yeah, chances are you're familiar with that voice in your own head sometimes too. But what if we started treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we offer our loved ones? That's the power of self-compassion. It's like giving yourself a virtual high five when things get tough. Here's the deal, folks. Self-compassion is more than just saying, it's okay, when you mess up. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that we're all works in progress, and that it's okay to not be perfect. Think of it like this. You wouldn't tell your best friend they're a total failure for dropping their phone in the toilet, right? So why would you say that to yourself? Self-compassion is about treating ourselves with the same love, kindness, and understanding we'd offer a good friend. It means acknowledging our pain without judgment, offering ourselves words of comfort instead of criticism, and remembering that we're all human, capable of both greatness and stumbles along the way. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Asher. Trust me, I get it. Building self-compassion takes practice, just like learning any new skill. But hey, think about how much you've learned in your lifetime, from riding a bike to mastering the art of ordering coffee without sounding like a confused toddler. You got this. So, how do we actually cultivate this magical mindset? Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. First up, practice self-awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts swirling around in your head. When you catch yourself being overly critical, stop and ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why subject yourself to that negativity? Remember, you're worthy of kindness, even when you're feeling less than perfect. Number 2, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, it makes a huge difference. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These little joys can add up to a whole lot of happiness. Thirdly, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself like you would treat a good friend who's going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, engage in activities that bring you joy, and remember that you deserve rest and relaxation. You're not a robot, you need time to recharge. Now, let's talk about facing your fears. We all have them, whether it's public speaking, trying new things, or simply stepping outside our comfort zones. But remember, facing those fears head-on is a huge act of self-compassion. It takes courage to be vulnerable and put yourself out there, so celebrate your efforts even if things don't always go perfectly. Finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know those folks who lift you up, make you laugh, and believe in you? They're the ones you want to keep close. Positive energy is contagious, and the right company can make a world of difference in cultivating self-compassion. Remember that time I tried baking that cake? Yeah, well, after a few attempts, and several kitchen disasters, I finally figured it out. And let me tell you, that feeling of accomplishment was even sweeter because I didn't beat myself up for those initial flops. So, how can you apply this to your own life? Start small. Maybe next time you feel yourself slipping into negative self-talk, pause and offer yourself a kind word or two. Or make a conscious effort to practice gratitude each day. Just remember, building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. Here's the takeaway. You are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding, starting with yourself. So go out there, treat yourself like the amazing person you are, and rock your day. I'll catch you in the next episode with another dose of mental reset goodness. Until then, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.